Shalom Aleichem for Parshas Nitzavim. We have five Divrei Torah starting all the way at the beginning of the Parsha. Atem Nitzavim Ayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. You together, Klal Yisrael, are standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then it lists various types of groupings of Klal Yisrael, the heads of your tribes, your elders, your officers, all of the men of Israel, your small children, women, etc. Everyone is together in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Medrash Tanchuma has an important comment, and it says as follows, on Ten Nitzavim, quoting the Pasuk that you are standing here, Eimasai, when is this that you are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kishitiyu Aguda Achas, when you are joined together, have unity. Kishitiyu Aguda Achas Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokechem. That is when you will be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unity is what is necessary. So truth be told, there are obviously various, I don't know if the right word is divisions or groupings, approaches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are Hasidim, and even in Hasidim, there's this type of Hasid and that type of Hasid, and they have different approaches, and they learn different things, and they daven differently, and they dress differently, and they're litvaks, and this one learns his kodshim, and this one learns this, and learn different approaches and different davening as well. And you have nusach svarad and nusach ashenaz and svaradi and teimani. Having said all of that, in order to have success, what is necessary is atem nimtzavim. You are standing collectively, united together. When there is a need of Klal Yisrael, when it comes to our religious need, when it comes to Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, obviously we can daven our different nuschos, but it has to be with unity, jointly together, Lifnei Hashem. That is, you kulam laguda achas, as the Medrash says, it has to be a joint interest, collective desires, and going in the right direction. And it's interesting to note that when it comes to the tefillah, we said there are different texts, different approaches, different minhagim. Two major ones when it comes to the Psukei Dezimra is Nusach Ashkenaz, starts with Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, and then it goes to Baruch Shamar, and then only then it gets to Hodu afterwards. But Nusach Sfard is the reverse, and Sfaradi also is Eidut HaMizrach, is the reverse. They do not start with Baruch Shamar, Mizmor Shir and Baruch Shamar. They start with Hodu, and then they have thereafterward Mizmor Shir and Baruch Shamar. And only do they get together, are they on the same page, when they get to the tefillah of Yehi Chvod Hashem, when it comes to the Kavod Hashem, that's the next tefillah in, then they all have the same seder, the same order thereafterward. And that's exactly what the Divrei Shari Chaim is telling us. That's the Dvar Torah that we said, based on this Medrash Tanchuma, that what is necessary when it comes to religious needs is unity, despite diversity, despite differences. Indeed, that's what we see with the Nusach HaTfilah. The Nusach HaTfilah, we do have differences. The Nuschos are different. But when it comes to the Tfilah of Yehi Chvod, when we get to a religious mandate, when it comes to Kavod HaShamayim, then we are definitely all on the same page. And that is what our Pasuk is telling us. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokechem. Standing there in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're talking about religious needs and requirements. Unity is what's necessary to be Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, to be in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now we are moving forward to Dvar Torah number 2. This is Pasuk, actually Perek Chaf Tes, Pasuk Chaf Ches. So let's see that inside. It says as follows, a very famous and beautiful Pasuk, HaNistarash Hashem Elokeinu, VaNiglos Lanu Levaneinu Ad Olam Lasosos Kol Divrei HaTorah Azos. Things that are hidden, that we don't know about, Hashem will deal with it. But things that are revealed, that is for us and our children for eternity to carry out the words of Torah. So that is what it's talking about. The simple understanding is it's talking about sin, that if there are sins that the tzibur doesn't know about, various individual sin, there's nothing we can do about that as a collective whole. But if there are sins that are known, then everyone is responsible. We have to be careful to safeguard the integrity of Klal Yisrael when it comes to sins that are committed in the open. That is what Rashi says. That's what the Ramban says. So that is the Pashas of the Pasuk. Not Nistar Shalom Elokeinu. If it's something we don't know about, we can't deal with it. We cannot squash those sins. But when it comes to Nigla, something that's openly done in a sinful way, we have to deal with it, and it's everyone's responsibility to deal with it. Now, the Ksav Sofer has a different explanation, a drash on this pasuk, a fascinating drash on this pasuk. Then he says, "Hanistor us Hashem Elokeinu v'aniglos lanu v'aneinu." We were talking about something that's hidden and something that is revealed. And he says that when it comes to the future redemption, there are actually two times. There are two potential redemptions, what we have in the future, and one of them is Nistar. One of them is not revealed. One of them is not known. It is hidden from us, but it is a set time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that knows when it is. That's why it is hidden from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it's a set time in the future. Hopefully it'll come soon. But there's also a second time that we can have the Geula, the redemption, and that one is Nigla. That's the Niglas. That one is revealed to us. Not that there's a set time for this one, but it is pegged to our being chozer b'tshuva, our repentance on a communal basis. And that is the concept of Hayom Im Bekoli Tishmuv, that if we listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice, that is when the Mashiach will come, when we are adhering to the requirements of the Torah. This is not a set time, the second Geula, this known one, we know when it is, it's when we're worthy of it. This is dependent on us and our actions. And that is the Ksav Sofer says is reflected in our pasuk as follows. Hanistaros Lashem Elokeinu. That set time that we will have a geula, that is pegged to a certain date. That is Nisar, that is hidden, that is known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Niglos, the time that is revealed, that is dependent on Lanu Ulavaneinu Ad Olam, is dependent on us and our children forever. And what is it dependent on? Continues the Pasuk, Lasos Es Kol Divrei HaTorah Zos, in order to fulfill the Torah, it's Tshuva and Maisim Tovim, says the Ksav Sofer, that will bring on that second redemption. So obviously, we want to be in the second one because we don't know when the date is for the first one. That's Dabata HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not revealed to us. But what we can do is we can bring on a redemption by doing good deeds, by doing tshuva. Ma'isim Tovim, very fitting for this time of the year, sitting in Elul, coming very close to Rosh Hashanah. Now we are moving forward to Dvar Torah number 3, a fascinating pasuk. It's in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, and it says as follows, Vayaki tavo alecha kol advarim ha'ela bracha v'akala, when these things that happen to you, the bracha and the klal asher nasati lefanecha, that I have placed in front of you, v'aveshe vosa el avavecha b'chol agim asher idicha, you should return it, you should implant it into your heart. So we are going to focus on part of this pasuk. It's also the Ksav Sofer explains this. Vayaki avo alecha bracha v'aklala. Typically, we explain bracha and klala when there will be either a bracha or a klala that happened to you. Then you will be able, v'ashevos alavecha, you will take it to heart. But truth be told, the Ksav Sofer says, vayaki avo alecha bracha v'aklala. It's not talking about different times that there are going to be, and it's a constant for Klal Yisrael, that we have bracha and klala at the same time. At the same time, we have both blessing and calamity and curse, and we see it and we live it. And he explains as follows, that it's only at a time that you have klala. When is klala, calamity? Then we're in galus, and we are living amongst our enemies and our oppressors. And it's then, despite the klala, that curse of being in glalos, that the bracha comes, and we have tremendous blessing, and everyone sees this, that Klal Yisrael has a special hashkacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us, that despite the attacks, and the pogroms, and the anti-Semitism that we have seen throughout history, Klal Yisrael has not only survived that, but has even thrived and has had bracha despite all that persecution. In fact, the Gemara in Yuma says that, Tav Samach Tes, Hen Hen Orasav, this is the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heyach Uma Achas, Yechola Lihizkayim Ben Agoyim, how this small nation, this one nation can survive, exist, and also thrive amongst the other nations, amongst the nations of the world. And it's looking at this interesting dichotomy and duality. of bracha on the one hand and klala on the other hand, that we are in galus and have klala, but at the same time, despite that adversity, the bracha is evident, clear, and if we can only look at it and open our eyes to see the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mashkiach min achalot, meitzit min acharakim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking through the windows of heaven, he's looking down upon us, and we have this amazing hashkacha. If we can see this unbelievable, and if we just have to open our eyes, it's kind of obvious, it is then, we should be taking it to heart to see the divine inspiration and success that Klal Yisrael has. It's not only because of us. It's not because of us, it's because of Kadosh Baruch Hu that we are able to flourish despite adversity. And those are those words, habracha v'aklal, and not that they happen in different times, but they are happening at the same time. And we are seeing it now throughout the world. Klal Yisrael has tremendous klala, being amongst the attacks and anti-Semitism, and to thank God we really don't have pogroms, but we have historically. But unfortunately, we do have a lot of anti-Semitism going on, and despite that, because of the hashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we still are having tremendous success. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 4, that is in the same parak, parak Lamed, Pasuk Vav, and it says as follows, Umal Hashem Elokecha Eslevavcha Veslevav Zarecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will circumcise, that's Mila, our hearts, and also the hearts of our offspring. So it's interesting to note, in this pasuk it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to indeed circumcise our hearts. It means that he's going to make us more open to be doing tshuva and ma'isim tovim, but it's not us that's doing it, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's doing it. On the other hand, in Parshas Ekev, it says in Perek Yud, Pasuk Tezayin, Umaltem es orlas levavchem, that you, Klal Yisrael, are going to have to do the mila, going to have to do the mila on the orla of your hearts, on the seals, on the closures of your hearts. So there in Parshas Ekev, it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu doing it, but it's us that are doing the mila, doing the circumcising of our hearts. So what is it? Is it a Kadosh Baruch Hu or is it us? So the Rebbe Mikatz, the Katzke Rebbe, says as follows, truth be told, at the beginning, it is incumbent upon each individual that he has to remove the orla. The orla is the closure, the seal on his sealed heart. It's incumbent upon us to open ourselves up, to be open to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to having that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be learning Torah, being open to hearing things that are new to us. That is our responsibility, and that's what it's referring to in Parshas Ekev. Umaltem es orlas levavchem. Each individual is going to be responsible to opening up that seal, uncovering the heart underneath. We have to make ourselves open to hearing things in the Torah. However, once that is done, once we have taken that first step, in order for us to have true success in turning our hearts from bad into good, to being really successful in spirituality, this is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For this, we need Siyata Dishmaya, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to assist us. And accordingly, that's what our pasuk is talking about. Umal Hashem Elokecha Eslevavcha Veslevav Zarecha. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once we take the first step, then we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu to facilitate the rest. So the key here is to take the first step. Umaltem es orlas levavchem, based on Parshas Ekev, we need to open ourselves up, take that first step, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will indeed take it from there. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 5, another famous pasuk, same parak, parak lamed, pasuk yutes, ubacharta b'chaim, choose life l'man tichi, in order for you to live. So the Bechurei Aviv says as follows, it's a famous phrase nowadays, that there are some people who live to eat and some people who eat to live. Obviously, it's better to eat to live. We eat because we need to. But people who are doing the opposite, they live to eat. Their whole life surround eating, materialism, but they don't have any real meaning in life. They focus on the gashmias, eating, hedonism and the like. That is not a life that has significance to it. That is not a life that has meaning to it. Accordingly, the Torah is telling us, what should our perspective be? Ubacharta b'chaim, you should choose life. You should eat. You should survive. Lema'an tichya, we should choose the life of meaning. In other words, our life with Bacharta B'chaim, in order for us to live, we should be in the camp of eating to live, not living to eat. And everything, it's not only limited to food. Look at De'le'achol el'laman tichya chaim ruchanim na'alim, we should be eating in order to have a ruchnius life. And everything we should do, it shouldn't be for the base hedonistic desires that a human being have, but it should be for a higher purpose. And indeed, that is what this pasuk is telling us. Ubacharta b'chaim, how should we live our lives, lamanticha, so that we should live for ultimately a higher purpose, a life of meaning, and a not a life of hedonism. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.